Welcome to Real Life Mentoring, where we explore real life issues to help you make an authentic difference in the world.
Hi, it's Chris and Christina back today with Real Life Mentoring Podcast. You know, we often talk about the six areas, and Chris, I can spout them out and I always forget one. What are the six areas that we talk about that comprise an entire person?
Again, because we are mentors and we lead this mentoring nonprofit, we train people to be effective mentors, and we want people to focus on these areas, the spiritual, the physical, the mental, the emotional, the relational, and professional and or educational.
Right, depending on what season of life you're in. So today we're going to kind of hone in on the spiritual aspect of a person. How do you mentor the spiritual? What things do you do? What things do you ask? What topics do you jump into? And so we thought today this topic would be of paramount importance for you as the mentor. If you're a listener and you're listening because you are being mentored, we want to give you some tools to help build your spiritual life. Chris, why don't you kick us off since this is sort of your baby, so to speak?
Well, as a man who follows the Lord, and I say that's God as my Father, Jesus Christ, His Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, I have come to realize over these years that if I dismiss, overlook, don't take care of my spiritual, it is foundational. It impacts every single part of my life. So recently, I had the privilege of speaking at a church, and I thought, what am I going to talk about? I want something to resonate with people that'll be practical, that'll help them in their own spiritual journey, obviously. And so I thought about this. Well, we have God. What's His character like? What's God's identity? And as I looked at Scripture, so read the Bible, as I looked at Scripture, I thought, well, God's identity, how I see Him, my perception of God directly impacts how I see myself. As a listener, that may not make sense to some of you. You may go, that doesn't, I don't understand that. Give us just a few minutes, we'll go into this. But I really have discovered my perception of God directly impacts my perception of myself, and it filters how I see other people in the world, even my perspective of the world. So recently, I was thinking about the importance of a name. My name is Chris, or Christopher. Christopher Elledge. And I was thinking about when I was in the, when I was 15 years old, I was a part of this class, this club at school, and you had these jackets and your name was embroidered on your, on the front of your jacket. Yeah, it was a big deal. This is back in the 70s. I go into this church lobby. There was a concert going on or getting ready to start. And there were four men who were the stars of the show. They were the musicians. And this tall, really tall man, he caught your attention just physically. He walks up to me, shakes, sticks out his hand, says, "Hello, Chris, how are you doing? Welcome to the concert tonight." And I was like, wow. I said, how did you know my name? He laughed. He goes, "It's on your jacket, Chris." I share that story because I walked into that lobby not feeling like anyone would know me there. And I was a pretty insecure kid anyway, young man. But when he said my name, it resonated with me instantly.
He saw you.
It's like, man, he saw me and he called me by name. Even though it was on my jacket, it meant something to me.
Right.
So names are important. And so I mention that because God has a character. There's so much to God throughout the Bible that lets us know, gives us glimpses into who God is. But it also gives us glimpses into we are who we are as His children. So a name, it identifies us. It's what comes to mind when, so if I say Christina, there are certain things that people will think about when they think about, when they hear your name. All right? And I actually did this in this church I was speaking at. I said, when you say the name, I say the name Elvis, what comes to mind? And I incorporate, I ask people to engage with me, even though I was up front speaking. And certain, or quickly, things came to mind on when they thought who Elvis was. I said, Mother Teresa, Queen Elizabeth. And I said, now, put your name in there. And it was kind of quiet for a moment. Because, Christina, what comes to mind when I say your name, Christina? What comes to mind for you?
Nothing and everything. So I think of my role as just my role on the planet. I think of being your wife. I for sure think of being a mom and a grandma. I think of my, when you say my name, I automatically go toward who I am, things that I do. Does that make sense?
Okay, it does. Yeah. It makes sense. Recently, I went to a monastery to take a retreat by myself. I'd never done this before, but one of the things that really stood out to me was this. When you arrived and before you had your first meal with the monks, there were 60 monks living at this facility, and everything was quiet, no speaking during the meals. So you'd go to this table they had set up for the guests and myself.
I have to pause. What? When I think of, when I say your name, Chris,
okay,
I do not think of quiet.
Quiet.
And no speaking. So the fact
you said no speaking.
And no speaking. I never equate no speaking and quietness to you.
Okay, that's well said. I mean, I don't. When I think of my name, if someone said describe yourself, it would not. I would not list being quiet.
Right.
So it was. It was a great. It was a test for me. Mm-hmm. It was good for me to be quiet. Literally, I was quiet for 4 days. Yeah. I did speak with some of the men in the courtyard, or we'd walk around the property. But as a whole, you're quiet. Mm. But what stood out to me was this, and we're talking about identity.
Right.
Understanding God's character, who God is, who we are, and how that impacts every aspect of our lives. Mm. That's why I share this story.
Yeah.
So we sat down for this first meal together, and there was a cloth napkin, and on the napkin was a strip of paper and a pen, and you're supposed to write your first and last name on there. Mm-hmm. I thought, okay. And I'm watching the other guest who had been there before me, because I didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And you can't ask because you have to be quiet. So they wrote their name on there, and then you just leave it beside your plate. Mm-hmm. After the meal, you fold your napkin, put it back on the table, and you put your name tag, your strip of paper with your name on it, on top of that. Mm-hmm. I thought, okay, whatever. The next morning for breakfast, I walk into the room. Again, it's quiet. And at a different seat at the same table, though, there was my cloth napkin and my name. Mm-hmm.
Designating your spot.
I sit right here.
Yeah.
The next meal, the same thing at a different spot. Mm-hmm. What it did for me, no one verbally said my name. Mm-hmm. But when I walked in, I thought, I belong here. Mm-hmm. That's Chris's spot right there. It may sound strange, but it actually comforted my heart. Mm-hmm. I have a place here. And no one knew me personally at this monastery. So with that said, guys, I want to encourage you. I don't know if you've ever picked up the Bible or not, but there are so many stories, verses, examples of God describing who He is. Mm-hmm. And He's describing who we are. So there's in the New Testament, there's a book called John. Mm-hmm. And John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10, just to give you a specific reference point here. You can go to that. It's about God being our shepherd. Mm. I encourage you, look at that passage and ask yourself, what in this passage describes the character of God, who God is? Mm-hmm. One of the things that stood out to me on this passage was this. It said, I'm your shepherd, and you're my sheep. He's referring to His children. Mm-hmm. My sheep know my voice. Mm. There's a connection at a heart level. But it also says that God says, as your shepherd, I walk before you. I walk behind you, beside you. I am with you. I'm looking out after you. That, you know what it is? It tells me about God's identity. He cares about me. Mm-hmm. He knows me. He doesn't let me wander off by myself too far. Mm-hmm. He cares for me more than I can comprehend.
So if you're mentoring somebody and you're talking about the spiritual thing, who cares? We know the character of God. What difference knowing the character of God will that make in my day-to-day life as I'm on my job, as I'm feeding my kids, as I'm in traffic? What difference does that make in my life?
Well, I'm a very practical guy. How do you see yourself, and where did that come from? Maybe it was a parent. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was a father or a mother. Maybe it was a school teacher. Maybe it was some other authority figure who told you things that were not true about you. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll never get this subject, or you're lazy, or you're this, or you're that. Mm-hmm. I have a friend, and I remember she described one of her son's future spouses. Mm-hmm. And she said this to me. Mm-hmm. I'd never met this woman before, the fiance. And she said, well, she's nice, but she's not the prettiest thing.
Mm. Kind.
Okay. Where does that take your mind?
Yeah.
It already tweaked how I saw this woman, even before I had met her. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the question was...
The question is...
How does knowing God's character, what impact does that have on my daily life?
Someone says a lie to me.
Yeah.
someone says, Chris, this is you, and I have to go back. I don't have to, but I go back to Scripture. And this is who God says I am, mm-hmm. based on my relationship with Jesus, because I know Jesus as my Savior. Mm-hmm. Okay? I have a relationship. What that means, I have a personal relationship with God. So in Ephesians chapter 3, here's another reference for you. It's in verses 12 through 19. Mm-hmm. The writer says this, guys, because you know Jesus, there is love and power inside of your soul that you did not have before knowing the Lord.
Okay, so that would be a characteristic of the Lord. Like, he is providing love and power in my soul. How does that help me Monday morning at 8 o'clock when I'm stuck in traffic?
Well, I mean, we're human. I still struggle, mm-hmm. all right? I still have difficulties. I still sin. But okay, if I'm believing a lie, I will act and look at myself a certain way and other people. So how does that impact me today? Mm-hmm. I go, wait a minute, this is how I feel.
Yeah.
But this is who God says he is. This is who he says I am. And that later in that Ephesians passage, he says this, because of your relationship with God through Jesus, you can approach me, God of all creation, with boldness and confidence. Mm-hmm. Now think about that. That is amazing to me. That God of all creation, I can approach him with boldness and confidence. So what am I believing about God's character? Mm. Well, God is going to throw me away. And this is where it gets distorted for people.
Uh-huh.
What happens with my identity of God, mm-hmm. my perception of God, and my own identity when I struggle with sin?
Mm-hmm.
It gets tweaked.
Yeah.
What happens to it when I struggle with weaknesses? What happens with my perception of God when I am struggling or I'm suffering, both physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, in my relationships? Mm-hmm. Those very things will push back on me believing the character of God, who he is. Do you follow me?
I do. And because I'm following you, I want to make sure you, the listener, are following. What I'm hearing you say, Chris, is that knowing God's character based on what the Bible says about God is so, so, so important, because that informs then what we think about ourselves. And I guess what I'm thinking of is at 8 o'clock in traffic and I'm stuck in my car and I'm thinking, crap, I'm late again. My boss is probably going to blah, blah, blah. Knowing God's character, hopefully, because the Holy Spirit lives inside of me, will be a check to me to go, okay, you can chase that narrative or you can believe, what is my character? I want good for you. I want to I want good for you. I want to prosper you. I'm a shepherd. I'm going to lead you in the midst of this difficulty. So when we're in a weird situation, a confusing situation, a hurtful situation, we don't let our feelings hijack the fact that, okay, but God's character says this. We rest on God's character to inform our identity.
And I want the listeners to understand, I've had a lot of years in my relationship with God to process this kind of this stuff. So let's make it maybe more tangible for some people right now. Let's put God out of the picture for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You get married to someone. We've been married over 33 years now, and you're excited. You want to be together, and you're moving forward, and then you hit a bump. Something happens,
yeah,
and you get frustrated with one another. You get angry, or you disappoint one another in some way. All those things happen because we're human.
Mm-hmm.
Left to ourselves, we can look at the other person, the spouse, going, well, they must be this way.
Right.
That's happened in our marriage before.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of going, wait a minute, what do I know about Christina's character?
Right.
What do I know about who she is as a person? Okay, these things I'm listening to that are in my head, they're not true.
Mm.
Do you follow me?
Right. Because if you believe the untrue things, your actions are going to show something else.
And it impacts our relationship and vice versa.
Right.
So let's
talk. That's a great example.
Let's talk about God then. Mm-hmm. God is he's about a relationship with us.
Yeah.
If I choose to believe lies about God, now guys, it's easy to, you go, really? It is sometimes. If I am struggling in some way that's really painful, or someone I care for, imagine someone having a child and they're all over the place, a child who's battling cancer.
Mm.
Can you see where that tweaks someone's brain?
Sure.
Wait a minute, the character of God?
Mm-hmm.
Who is God? My child is suffering.
Why would God allow this to happen?
I don't have an answer for things like that. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go back and go, wait a minute, but God, I know this is who you are. And you go, how do you know that, Chris? I have experienced it again and again and again over decades in my relationship with God, that God is good. He's a father. He's a shepherd. I've seen it played out in my life again and again. So when I do suffer, when I struggle, I go back to that. So maybe it's a math equation. Identity of God impacts how I see myself, mm-hmm. which impacts how I see other people. Mm-hmm. That equals at some point, a healthy perspective of my life, my world, mm-hmm. or a negative one, mm-hmm. an unhealthy one. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think now would be a good time, if you're okay with it. We'll take a little pause, and I'm going to read an Instagram post that specifically gives some practicality to what we're talking about do we believe the narratives that we feel or circumstances, or do we go back to, like you're saying, what is the character of God? So I'm just going to take a few minutes here to read real quick. I woke up wonky. My mind was racing like NASCAR without the sponsors. I prepared my breakfast, including a bigger than normal coffee, and sat outside where I knew my mind would have to use its inside voice so I could hear the outdoors in loud shouts. My mercies are new every morning, is what I heard on my insides. I shrugged and bit my lip with this question I dared not ask. But are they? Almost immediately, in that same place that held the morning message that began this mystic dialogue, I heard that if I believed otherwise, then I was choosing to live in a place of doubt. Doubt may serve a certain integrity up against a lying sibling who wants you to believe there are no more chocolate cookies left so that he can unabashedly eat every single one of them, but does not serve my well-being as a Christ follower. Doubt steals the narrative of what God says to be true and positions me in a place of lack. That's not who I know God to be, either in His Word or in my personal experience. Choices are important, especially in mornings like today. I can choose, because I am a being with high intellect, what I want to do with my racing thoughts. I can chase the narrative they are trying to shout at me, or I can choose courage. Courage says, I know your feelings are loud, but what you believe changes the narrative. The narrative I chose this morning as I sat sipping on that larger than normal coffee was to believe that His mercies really are new every morning. I don't have to feel like it's true. That would be denying my self-awareness and being blind to my humanity. But there's a sacred space that believes God's truth over feelings and circumstances that builds resilience, spiritual resilience that keeps me moving forward. And because all living things grow, moving forward is what I want most.
Well said. I think one of the most important things that I can do as I'm mentoring another man, well, it is the most important, is to try to help them have a healthy, clearer perspective of who God is, His identity, God's character, because it directly impacts every area of their lives.
And mentor, if like, how do I do that? You point them to God's Word. God's Word is the authority of God's character. I can affirm, but I cannot be the authority in my mentee's life. The Bible has to be the authority of God's character.
So let's make it simple. Open up that passage, John chapter 10, Ephesians chapter 3. Read it together and go, what do you see
right
of God's character in this passage, in this mm-hmm. story? What do you see it here? From what you said, God's mercies are new every morning. That's probably one of the biggest things I'm most grateful for is that when I struggle today or I sin, whatever it is, and I want to give up some days, or mm-hmm. I beat myself up because, again, I will tend to lean into a lie sometimes mm-hmm. about God's character or mine. Mm-hmm. I am so grateful that every day is a new day with God. If I will simply humble myself and say, God, can we start again? Mm-hmm. That's what healthy relationships do.
Yeah.
Okay, that happened yesterday. Can we start over? Can we start again with this and move forward? What else on that comes to mind?
I think it seems a little simplistic to say today we've talked about knowing God's character. That then informs our own identity and how we treat other people. But that's really it, right? That's the simple equation of what we've been talking about today.
Pretty much. And when we say God, that's so big. Mm. We realize that. Mm-hmm. But guys, start with a simple conversation.
Yeah.
Tell me where you are with God today. Mm-hmm. What do you believe about God? That's where some misconceptions, some lies can be shown
yeah.
that we're believing.
Good. Anything else?
I think that's it. You know, it's like other relationships, if you could look at God as desiring,
mm-hmm.
creating you and desiring to have a relationship with you,
mm-hmm.
it takes some time.
Yeah.
I say effort, but it's not a works mentality. If you have a close relationship with someone, it's not because it just happens.
Yeah, it's intentional.
It's intentional. You spend time talking and connecting and listen to one another. God is the same. Spend some time, open up the Bible and read it and go, God, this is who these people say that you are. Help me to see you this way. I want to talk to you. People will call that prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to listen. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, we hear from God.
Yeah.
We really do. And it, what it does, it builds that relationship. And when that relationship is built, you know, this is who God is, this is who I am, and this is how it impacts my world, my relationships with others.
Well, as always, we want to thank you for listening. We know you have lots of choices, so thanks for listening to Real Life Mentoring Podcast. We do want to make you aware that Aaron Reese at Shelter Insurance has brought today's episode to you. His agency offers auto, home, life, and business insurance, and they strive to build real-life relationships with all of their customers. And I unabashedly say we are a customer, and every single time we've needed to contact them, it's been done quickly. It's been done with personality. We're just not another client. We're real people. And so if you need auto, home, life, or any other business insurance, contact the Aaron Reese Agency. That's A-R-U-I-Z at shelterinsurance.com. As always, thank you for listening to Real Life Mentoring Podcast.